Good morning, all.
Good morning, Rabbi.
When we are davening Shmona Esrei, there are several halachos that some of us may not be aware of in terms of the necessity for concentration. Of course, we understand that we're supposed to concentrate to the words that we're saying and that we're davening before the Almighty, as of course we spoke about yesterday. But there are additional halachos as well that go into the actual davening of Shmona Esrei that we're supposed to keep because of the fact that our rabbis tell us that they help us maintain the certain concentration that is necessary. The first is that there is a halacha that we are not supposed to be holding anything in our hands while we are davening. Of course, as the advent of the sitter became something that was much more prone to the average person due to the printing press and the like, so our rabbi said that you can hold a sitter during davening, but anything else, especially a phone, but anything else is technically really not a big no-no when you're davening Shmona Esrei because of the fact that it will take away from your concentration. Specifically, you'll be concerned that maybe you might drop this item, and so therefore one should not be holding anything except for a sitter at best during Shmona Esrei. There is a halacha as well that a person is not allowed to daven in front of a picture or in front of any sort of an image, in front of a mirror, of course, or like a window that's reflecting their image, because of the fact that it takes away from your davening, right? And so this became a really big issue in modern times when we have such fancy sweatshirts and things like that that have images and that have logos and all the like. So is a person allowed to daven in back of someone that has a really nice sweatshirt that has a really exciting, let's say, like a Bills logo or something like that? Can you daven behind someone like that? And so it's actually not such a simple question, but at the end of the day, the poskim explained that as long as your eyes are closed and you're not gazing at their sweatshirt for whatever reason, then seemingly you'd be you'd be okay. But one should be mindful of that. It is an important halacha. There is an interesting halacha as it pertains to davening Shmona Esrei that is not relevant for those of us who are davening in a shul with a minyan, but nonetheless, it's interesting in that there is a technical halacha that davening Shmona Esrei in a field, in an open area, is not an ideal. This is definitely not something that those who are more mystically minded believe in, as the notion of hisbodedus and going out to the field and like is a critical element of, you know, Rabbi Nachman Mibreslev and all the sort of like Hasidic elements of Judaism. But nonetheless, there is a halacha that davening in an open space is not allowed for the same reason, that every other thing that we've stated thus far. Because if you're in an open field, you're going to look around. You'll look at the birds and you'll look at the trees and all these nice things, and you will get distracted. The final halacha that's probably the most intuitive, but maybe we don't think about as often, is that when we're davening Shmona Esrei, when we're davening at all, one should make sure that if they have to yawn or they have to belch or something of the like, that you don't just do that sort of blatantly, right? Nothing says chutzpah like davening before the master of the universe and just yawning. That's just not something that we try to do. Same idea. If you're in front of the president or the like, you're not supposed to yawn. I remember just very quickly, a number of years ago when I was an assistant rabbi in Memphis, and I was taking a group of teens to meet one of the local congressmen, and it was like a very big deal, but the teens could not stop laughing, and then I could not stop laughing. We were all laughing, right? And so that was like something really inappropriate to do in front of a congressman, and everyone's like looking at me like, what's wrong with you? But okay, I'm sorry, that's what happened. And so the same is true as well with yawning or any sort of a movement that would not be appropriate in front of any sort of an elected official. Certainly should not be done in front of the Almighty. With that, we conclude with the rabbi's